This is Day to Day. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Madeline Brand. It's like being in an elevator stuffed with people. The doors are about to close, but wait, here comes one more person trying to squeeze in. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is raising all sorts of speculation that he might enter the presidential race. Yesterday, he announced he is no longer a Republican. He is officially unaffiliated. Joining us now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
Juan, this came out yesterday as Bloomberg was attending a conference in Los Angeles here, a conference on nonpartisanship. You were a panelist at that conference. So what did he say about it?
He didn't say much, Madeline. In fact, he was making statements to the effect that he was intended to serve out his time as mayor of New York. But on Friday, he had filed papers with the Board of Elections in New York City to change his affiliation from Republican to independent. This change really signaled that he may be looking at a presidential bid, and the consequence has been like a tsunami in terms of other campaigns. You use the analogy of the crowded elevator. Well, ding, ding, we're going up because all of a sudden, everybody is thinking, what's the impact of having Bloomberg as an independent? He's a man who has about $5.5 billion in personal wealth. What's the impact of having him in the race, and who does it hurt, Republicans or Democrats?
Right. So here's a guy who used to be a Democrat. He's pro-choice. He's anti-gun. He's pro-gay rights. It would seem that he would take more votes away from the Democrats.
Well, that's the initial thought. Although Republicans have a struggle going on inside their own party, right now they don't have a candidate. And the idea is it possible that Bloomberg getting in and saying that he's a problem solver might appeal to some Republicans who otherwise would stay with the party line?
Although here is a guy who, let's say, is lacking in a little bit of charisma. He's not a Barack Obama. He's not even a Rudy Giuliani when it comes to exciting crowds. So how far could he really get when you have to listen to him speak every day?
On Monday night, he was at the Getty House, which is the residence of the Los Angeles mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa. And while you had Janet Napolitano, the governor of Arizona, or Kathleen Sebelius, the governor of Kansas, shaking hands, slapping backs, and making fun, Bloomberg looked rather sedate and serious by comparison. And when he gave his speech, it was a speech that was heavy on policy while people were sitting around sipping wine and seemed totally incongruous with the setting. He's going to have a challenge there, and it really is whether or not, as a centrist problem solver, there is an audience at a time when the war in Iraq and these other major problems loom large and people feel as if, according to the polls, the federal government has been ineffectual.
Well, and someone who hasn't had any national security experience, he's had no foreign policy experience as a mayor of New York.
That's true. But look, here, Madeline, in the last week, he's been on the cover of Time magazine with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And by the way, Schwarzenegger said that Bloomberg would be a great candidate for president. And then he's been traveling campaign style through California. He's met with David Boren, the former senator of Oklahoma. He's met with Chuck Hagel, the senator from Nebraska, all talking about this independent candidacy and all telling him, it looks like a go. You should do this. It's important for the country because you have a record as a problem solver, someone who's dispassionate about issues and doesn't get locked into the kind of partisan paralysis that they describe as besetting and really bedeviling Washington.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.